This is the moment everyone's been waiting for. A lot of nervous people. What is that giggle in the background? Is that a boy? Is it a girl? Sounds like a girl to me. I want to introduce you to a good friend of mine who, as of next Wednesday, she's going to be joining me on the show. Yeah, her first name is Natalie. Her surname's Herb Strite, but we like to call her Herbie. Herbie, how are you?
I'm good.
Are you nervous? You look so nervous, man.
I'm nervous. I'm excited.
What are you excited about? Tell us. Let's go right back to the beginning. So for people that don't know you, you've been on radio for a few years. You and I, we've been friends for many, many years. Bum chums. So,
God, no.
Can I say that?
You're going to.
We're not bum chums. Doesn't bum chum just mean we're friends?
Just stick with chums.
Okay, we're chums. We've been chums for a while, so I'm excited to have a friend join me on the show. Are you excited for next Wednesday?
Very excited. So it has been a long time coming for you, I know that much.
Yeah, it's been a bit boring. I feel like I've been talking to a brick wall and the Goulburn Valley's been screaming at their radios, Josiah, get someone, you suck.
And the saviour is here, well, hopefully.
So tell us for people what you're going to bring to the table. Pete, we should do a job interview.
Okay. Interview me. All right.
What are you going to bring to the table on Wednesday? Tell us about your personality.
My personality. I'm very outgoing. I'm confident. I'm young. I love to take risks. I don't hold back. I am probably a little bit too open.
I'm a man eater.
Only on weekends. No.
Saturdays after 9 and before Sunday mornings at 6. That is it.
There's some opening hours for that one.
What else?
Well, do you know what? I'm actually from Melbourne.
Yep.
So I'm excited to be here because I've recently been in New South Wales. If you've driven through the Riverina in the last couple of years, you may be familiar with my voice because that's where I've been located, in Wagga.
So you've been in Wagga for how many, the last few years?
Close to, 3 years I was there.
But you're born and bred Melbourne.
Melbourne, yes. So I'm very excited to be in Victoria.
Vegas. You've got a couple of family friends that live here as well, so you'll fit right in. I know you very well. Now tell us, this is the big thing that everyone wants to know. Yeah. Who's your footy team?
Ooh.
Make it good.
Okay, so I've been a member my whole life. I love them. But I am a St Kilda fan.
See, it's not a bad thing because St Kilda have always kind of been my second team.
Everyone's second team.
I can't judge you for that. But yeah, St Kilda.
Good colours, one premiership under the belt.
How are you going to go this year?
Do you know what? I went to their practice game. I don't know if it's at Marsh.
Oh, so you're a proper fan.
Yeah. I don't know. There's so many preseason games
trial.
Now.
Yeah.
But I went to the one the other day. They're back at Moorabbin, which was exciting because they haven't played there in years. And it was good. They're taking on the Hawks. We won. So
it's a trial though.
Yeah, but you know, we're looking good. We've got a lot of young players coming up the ranks and I felt like the team, they were gelling well. So I'm not going to say it's going to be our year because it's not, but we could make finals.
Scrape the 8.
Yeah, that's what I'd be hoping for.
Are you going to play? Do you play footy yourself?
I did growing up, but no, I haven't played.
What are you? You're more of a netball girl, aren't you?
Played a lot of netball. I know you do as well. Bit of soccer in my time. Haven't played that recently.
You were goalie?
No. Goalie.
Because I love to hate goalies.
No, I was actually up front in my time.
Oh, forward. Yeah. Striker.
Yep.
In case you forgot what the position was called.
So no, bit more netball.
There's some good netball clubs around the Goulburn Valley, so you should definitely look at joining one as well.
I've got to find my team because I know that's going to be a lot of rivals around town if I say who I'm supporting, who I'm playing for.
Yeah, there's some. So yeah, you got to do your research and do it properly. A lot of people come up to you and go,
who would you say?
Herbie. Oh, I'm a Shep United boy.
Okay.
So.
Is that just soccer?
In soccer, yeah.
Yeah, we're talking Aussie rules?
Again.
Yeah, let's get back to
footy.
The sport that I like.
Since I moved here, I've always gone for the Swans.
Swans. I got told about them when I first found out I got this job.
Yeah,
they said the Swans, but I've heard some other teams as well.
I'm a Sydney Swans fan, and because I'm such a simple-minded, I'm like, well, what team can I not forget? I was like, all right, I'll go for the Sydney Swans in the AFL. If I go for the Shepherd and Swans, I can't forget who the team is. So yeah, I've always been a Swannies fan. They had a tough year last year, but hopefully this year we can get a little bit better.
Like
hey,
Saints.
Boys. Boys, if you're listening, come on, you can
pump
do it.
Up.
So yeah, we'll have to find your team very soon.
Yes.
Mate. Well, this Wednesday, Herbs, have a great weekend.
I know. We're going to see what the Goulburn Valley has to offer.
Yes. Let's go out Saturday night.
Yeah. Why not? Taste a bit of the town.
Taste it. Taste it well. Hey, by the way, you are called Herbie because your last name's Herb Strite.
Herb Strite, yes. So I've just been called Herbie since forever. Like my teachers at school, everyone calls me Herbie. So it's just been Herbie. People forget that I have an actual first name.
Because I've told a couple of people, like my friends and family, my friend Herbie's joining me. Like, what's that? Is that a first name? I'm like, no, relax.
Some people think it is. I'm Herbie Herbstrite.
Imagine that. Yeah. Sounds like a disease. Yeah. Herbie Fully Loaded. Oh, that could be our show name.
Herbie Fully Loaded.
Josiah and Herbie Fully Loaded.
bit soon, I think.
Sounds a bit dirty, doesn't it? All right. Well, we're excited. We're super excited to have you next Wednesday. I finally won't be lonely. You will. Why don't you join me for bits over Monday, Tuesday?
Yeah, maybe I'll come in. I'm going to be around anyway.
You're floating around doing nothing.
You're struggling.
Get a job, you bum. But Wednesday, our first full show. Herbs, thanks for coming to the studio. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime. You're welcome back next Wednesday.
Yeah, I might come.